Environmental groups have been known to buy up land to make sure it doesn't get developed. Here's a new twist on that. A Wisconsin animal welfare group has purchased a dog breeding farm to critics, a so-called puppy mill, in order to shut it down. And that means the group has to find homes for 1,200 dogs. Annalise Henzel of member station WUWM in Milwaukee has the story.
When you think of dog breeding, pictures of adorable puppies probably come to mind. But it's the adult dogs that first get your attention when you arrive on the grounds of Puppy Haven, a mass breeding facility tucked amid Amish farms in rural central Wisconsin. Groups of five or six dogs are kept in hundreds of enclosures made up of a gravel surface surrounded by metal fencing. The pens stretch clear across the 19-acre property.
It's just stunning to the eye when you see these outdoor runs almost as far as the eye can see.
Mike Schitzler of the Wisconsin Humane Society is driving a large truck from Milwaukee to the breeding operation about 2 hours away.
And the sound is just amazing also. I've never heard that much barking.
Schitzler and his co-worker Jill DeGrave are picking up a few dozen dogs today to take them to Milwaukee. They're focusing on the adult beagles, cocker spaniels, and other breeds who've spent their entire lives here, churning out one litter after another. The dogs have access to a small indoor kennel where there's food and running water, but there are no beds or toys. DeGrave calls the conditions stressful and inhumane.
The dogs really are isolated with themselves here, in a setting that doesn't provide them with any enrichment and anything to do, really, but to bark.
Some are so bored they've ground down their teeth chewing on the fence. Those with new litters get a cage to themselves and their puppies in one of three long, low buildings, reminiscent of small animal barns at a county fair. Their enclosures don't offer secluded places for protective mothers, like a cocker spaniel who's birthing a litter as we walk past. Wallace Havens, the former owner of Puppy Haven, knows animal rights groups call his facility a puppy mill. But the former cattle rancher says that term isn't an accurate description of his breeding operation.
They can go outside anytime they want to. They don't have to ask a person to open the door. And they can come in and eat and drink anytime they want to.
Havens agreed to sell his facility to an animal welfare organization because he was ready to retire and wanted the dogs to go to good homes. Stephanie Shane is with the Humane Society of the United States. She says this deal is the first of its kind, but she says overcrowded breeding facilities are in every state, producing as many as 4 million puppies a year. Shane says she's seen far worse conditions than those at Puppy Haven.
Dead puppies on the property, the water covered in green slime. I mean, these animals thrive on human companionship. And we have this business operating that is treating these animals as an agricultural crop. They are no more than an ear of corn to the puppy miller to produce.
Stephanie Shane says there are federal rules for breeders who sell to pet stores, but she contends they're not strictly enforced. Some states have considered tighter regulation of breeders, though Wisconsin's governor vetoed such a measure 5 years ago. But the debate over the state's largest breeder is now over. Dogs being moved are getting adopted, most within a couple of days of arriving at the Wisconsin Humane Society's shelter in Milwaukee. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Henzel in Milwaukee.